Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. That content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. I would love to have these people in studio, but as you've been following along to all 50 episodes in 2020, that's not the way things are going. We're doing things via Zoom. Right now I'm talking with Atrocity Girl. How are you guys doing?
Woo-hoo! Doing all
right. You guys got... How's Atrocity Girl doing tonight? First off, introduce yourself and tell us what you do for the band.
My name is Johnny. I play guitar and I do vocals.
My name is Ryan, a.k.a. Cooch Boom, and I am the bass.
And I'm Angie, and I'm a drummer.
Right on. So you all have been pretty busy during this insane year. I see you guys have been pretty active. You have a new single called F Yourself, and we're going to be playing the radio edit of F Yourself here, as you know, FCC friendly and whatnot. So tell me a little bit about what's been going on for the last few months. Obviously, you guys have been doing practice and doing some live streams. How have you guys been doing?
Yeah, we've been pretty busy just as far as sort of getting everything ready to release the single and getting ready to record the album.
Yeah.
And Angie will probably talk a little bit about that. She's been actually taking classes for the last several months on how to produce music as a sound engineer, so that's been really cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's been insane. Like, beginning of the year, since January, we've been practicing consistently. And then when COVID shut down, we were obviously forced to only do live streams. But then from there on, after a couple of unfortunate recording engineers in the scene, we just decided to actually build a home studio. So
yeah.
We were, like, slammed for, like, 3 months just building our own studio in Angie's house. We got it all up and running from scratch, from the bottom. We got it all up, and we released our single.
That's so cool.
It's amazing. You know, we stayed together through the quarantine, so we've been able to keep our band intact.
Yeah.
Right, and practice.
Quarantine together.
Then, yeah. The control room is in my bedroom, so that's really fun.
Yeah.
All of the cables and the extension cables going to the bedroom down the hall, and that's where we built this little platform for the drums, and then we spent days soundproofing the room and learning everything that we can about recording and have our Pro Tools set up, and we're just going.
That's badass. Super DIY. Like, that's really awesome.
Thanks.
From like old school roots. It's like, you know, how they used to do it back in the day.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you're making the best out of this situation and being forced to be locked down. I mean, it's safer to just do it yourselves, right?
Yeah,
it is. I think so. I mean, especially now.
Exactly.
but it also, I think, challenged us in a way that none of us really were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't set out to record or engineer anything personally, and it's been an amazing experience learning this side of the industry.
Yeah.
In here.
Right on. Well, okay, so I was curious before we go into the single that we're going to jump into here. I'm curious about kind of the origin story of Atrocity Girl. Do you mind kind of giving me the rundown of how y'all got together?
I always kind of like to base it on fate.
Yeah.
But how it really started was, it was about a little over a year ago, and I think, I was looking for people to play with, and I wound up going on Craigslist ad, because, like, I always had great, like, luck on going on Craigslist, so cool. I wound up finding this Craigslist ad. This really cool chick that I hooked up with, she knew a couple of other players, Angie being one of them, the drummer. And so we sort of all gathered together. It was like me and three other girls before Ryan came. And it took us a little while to sort of figure out like our groove. And then we really realized that it was like me and Angie were really like, we were just very there. Like, we were on the same wavelength as each other. So we just kind of continued that. And we continue to jam, continue to play, and then we sort of been cycling through finding players, basically. Like, yeah, just trying to find good, solid players. And it's hard to try to find good women musicians that aren't taken by other bands.
Yeah.
I mean, the journey just kind of, it started with that. It started with me and Andrew realizing that there was something there. And that maybe we were playing with it didn't work out like the way that I think her and I were wanting it to.
Sure.
And so, yeah, we just sort of started this journey of finding a guitar player, then finding a bassist. And we went through a few bassists until I had met Ryan. We were all mutual friends on Facebook. So, like,
cool.
We had never met before. I just knew of her.
Yeah.
And so me and Angie wound up getting our first, like, little our jam room that we were sharing with like four other bands. And so it was like the first day that I was in there setting stuff up, and then I was like, I'm bored, does anyone want to come jam? And then Ryan like was like, hey, I'll come play.
That's awesome.
And he comes and plays, and then like the rest is history. Like, and then they met by fate, because like apparently they got she got invited to this Leader Kenny concert by Angie and the previous guitar player we had. And so I'm like, oh my god, you guys met Ryan, that's so cool, she's so awesome.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know Johnny, and Angie's like, no, I'm with Johnny, and I'm like, wait, what?
And then so kind of the rest is history. Like, we easily seduced her with tacos and a good time, and and she's been with us ever since. So it's I guess you could say that we've all sort of stood strong together, like all of us three. We've kind of been like a little power trio.
Very true.
That's, I think it's fitting that y'all were at the Slater Kenny show too. That's badass. That's really cool. That's like formative band.
So much fun. And I never met Ryan before, but I just messaged her on Facebook. I was like, can I pick you up and do you want to come with me? Because I have a ticket.
Oh my god, that was crazy. I was just sitting there just like doing my Facebook, just like scrolling like I do. And I was like, who is this girl? And I was like, you want me to go to Slater Kenny with you? And then she's just like, yeah, I'll come pick you up. And I'm like, okay. And it was a blast.
Don't be a stalker. So. Don't be a murderer. Yep.
Seriously, that's what I thought. I'm like, girl, I was like, are you going to tie me up and like torture me? Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
It's like she has this beautiful girl asking her to like go to the concert.
I'm like, what's this gorgeous girl want from me?
That's awesome.
It was so much fun.
So we're actually going to go into the single. It's called F*** Yourself. If you're listening now, that you know what I just said. It may have been bleeped, but you can imagine. We're going to play the FCC version of it. Why don't you give me the Cliff's Notes about who you're talking to?
Like the song?
Yeah. What's the song? Who's the song directed to?
You'd think that it would be directed to one person, but the song really was just sort of a collective, I think, of a lot of like feelings that a lot of us feel as people. Like, you know, when there's a lot of us, I think, that have gone through our lives just feeling so beat down by people and humiliated by people and brought down and called names. And you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It was just all of these things, I think, that had just added up. And then 2020 didn't really help that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just sort of a collective of feelings, and you know that, hey, we, you know, we've had a lot of people tell us that we can't do something, or you know, call us nasty, mean names, or just talk rumors about you just because they can. And that's just like the world that we live in today, you know, no matter what it is. So that's kind of what the song is about. It's just that attitude, like, I don't believe the things that you say. I know what my work is, so you can go yourself. Like, that's what it is. It's to anybody who really truly believes that they're better than you. Like, there is no I'm better than you.
Absolutely.
People forget that.
You're listening to Atrocity Girl here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. And here's yourself. Thank you. back here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, episode 50, is it 51, 52? I don't know. Anyways, either way, it is Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions here with Atrocity Girl. That was a song called Yourself, the brand new single. How do we find this online? How do we support you? What's the best way to support Atrocity Girl during this time when we can't go to the bar and see you guys play live?
You can find us on Bandcamp, Atrocity Girl. You can buy the single there. You can support us on Patreon.
Nice.
We're just at Atrocity Girl. And atrocitygirl.com, you can find all the links that you need to support us and buy the single. We have merch available, t-shirts, bandanas, face masks. And yeah, you can definitely just find us all over social media.
We're on Facebook, we're on atrocitygirl_band on Instagram.
Yeah.
We have a website, so yeah, atrocitygirl.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. So this,
we're all over social media.
There you go. So this this single is this kind of a sign of things to come with the album? Is this going to be included on the album that you guys are that you ladies are planning? So tell me a little bit about that. Do you have a time frame, or are you just looking, you know, at whatever may come down the road? Do you have an idea of when you want it out or anything like that?
So I think the announcement date is sort of yet to be decided.
Sure.
We're shooting for February.
Cool.
To have the album fully completed and put out. But yeah, like you're definitely going to expect to hear, like, this first album is going to be very, very raw. It's going to be really heavy. Like, we don't hold back. It's probably not going to sound like an average all-girl band, like, by any means.
And well, in your opinion, what does that mean? What does the average all-girl band sound like? And when you picture that, what do you picture?
I don't mean so much average, but I guess stereotypical would be the word.
Sure.
Like, when people think of all-girl bands, they immediately think of bands like Bikini Kill or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Just any female-fronted band, like Hole, or I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't know.
The Go-Go's?
Huh? Yeah,
the Go-Go's?
Exactly. Yeah.
I love the Go-Go's.
I do too. And I love Bikini Kill.
Yeah.
It's true. I think if people are like, they sort of the idea that they have when they hear like all female bands, it's kind of true. Like, I've heard a lot, they sort of sound a lot of the same.
Sure.
And I think it has a lot to do with the vocals. Like, Johnny's vocals don't sound like the bands that we were referencing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that's kind of what it sounds like.
I think so, too, especially when things were shut down. Johnny's vocals and the heaviness of the band got a lot of compliments when we were live. If you notice, I don't know if you can see it on the back wall here, we even have a Kitty poster. When someone says, oh, girls in metal, probably one of the first bands your mind goes to is Kitty.
Yeah.
And it's more like we just really want, like, we all have our influences and our inspirations, and I feel like all those bands did too, but
totally.
I think we just don't want to be, like, labeled into, like, oh, you know,
it's a girl band.
We're just a girl band. I mean, I want to be known for not more than just being like, this girl band out of Seattle is rad. Like, it can be known for, like, the heavy guitars or just more than just the gender of it, if that makes sense.
Because the whole idea, it wasn't really an idea. It just is that way. It's just my own personal thinking. Like, I love the idea of both male and female vocals, and I both. Like the androgyny, I like for people to scratch their heads and be like, and want to know, is that a guy or a girl? Maybe I'm like, it, to me, it doesn't really matter. But I love the sound of the androgyny of like the vocals, and so I don't know. I just like to bring that to the table because for sure.
Awesome. Well, I know.
First time I ever heard of Sleeping Sirens, and who's that chick?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. And on the other side of things, first time I heard Arch Enemy, I was like, wow, that dude is gnarly. And then I was like, oh wait, that's Angela. Yeah. And then you know, you're like, holy crap, Arch Enemy. But so it can go eat both ways. But that's awesome. So I'm curious about are all of you originally from the Northwest here?
No,
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
So, where are the other? Where are you two from?
I'm from Eugene. So.
Okay. Cool.
Eugene, the OR. And yeah, I hail from good old Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay, right on. Well, now that you are here in Seattle in the Northwest, I'm going to ask all three of you individually, what's your favorite Seattle bands of all time? It could be one or it could be two. You know, you don't have to fight it out.
My favorite Seattle band so far, actually by my friend, his band, Jackson, their band's called Designer Disguise. They probably have to be my all-time favorite.
Cool.
For sure.
Right on.
I mean, I'm such a huge Slater Kinney fan.
Yeah.
And having seen them live, that was my first time that I ever got to see them live. And after being a fan for so long, it was just really amazing. So I would say Slater Kinney.
Right on.
Like local band or just any?
Like local? Well, Everett.
See, at Northwest, it's all good.
Cool. Yeah. I don't know. For me, well, we're talking Seattle. I'd probably have to go with the classic and just say Nirvana.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's hard to get around to.
So, I mean, I know that's for me, it's classic. I mean, because my favorite band is Green Day, and I know they're mostly California, but as far as Seattle bass goes, I think I really like Dave and Kurt.
Yeah.
As far as, I mean, they have an influence in my playing a lot. So.
Cool.
I would say, I mean, yeah, Grohl is a huge influence on my drawing, too. So, I mean, that's kind of, it's always going to be there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say it's a year from now, we're all able to hang out, we all go to the bar, have some drinks, we're doing karaoke, you're forced to do one song. What song are you doing?
Out of our songs?
Out of all songs, karaoke songs. You got to choose one song that you can belt out.
Oh man, why do you got to do that?
You got to do one. You got to do a karaoke.
Oh, I would do I'm So Going Ugly in the Morning, Faith No More.
Nice.
That's so much fun.
Right?
You got to be a really cool karaoke bar to have that one, though. So.
I know. I would say
Kiss from a Rose by Steel.
There you go. Nice. All right. Yeah, Batman Forever soundtrack. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many. You know, I always love singing Say It Ain't So from Weezer.
Yes. And that's a good one. Everyone's going to sing along. After a few drinks, it'll be a big sing-along. That'd be awesome.
I like when people sing with me when I'm playing live, but also I like the same vibe when I karaoke. Like, if I can get everyone in, I'm just like, let's just all sing this, can we, right now? Like,
I go the opposite way with karaoke. I just like to get as weird as possible.
Oh, God, no.
Doing like King Crimson or something. Like,
anything I can do to just freak people out and just get.
I mean, if you get me drunk enough, I might put on a chair or like a Britney, but other than that, yeah.
It's getting weird. So, what was I going to say? All right. So in the next, you know, rollout of the vaccine, hopefully things will be back to a semblance of normalcy mid-2021. Do you have any plans as far as do you want to do like a record release show? Do you guys want to play around the Northwest? What are you guys looking to do?
Oh, my God.
So much.
Thank you so much. Yes. And we had so many shows lined up that were canceled. I'd love to go back to Skylark. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Played with MTR, and that was just amazing. Just to play live and tour if possible. That would be incredible.
Yeah, we were getting ready to, right before it shut down, I had to split down a bill with my other band, so we were going to do a double release show with my band Mallory, because we were supposed to record back in January with Eric Padgett, and it all got canceled. So we had to schedule a huge release show at the Central Saloon with Atrocity Girl, Mallory, and Sprig, and then from there I was planning for us to like finish like what the 15 shows we had on books, and then hire an agent, get us all set up, release the album, go on tour, but it just all went down the toilet. So I kind of want to rip revive that when it's all said and back and done, ready to go.
And then you'll have some new songs recorded, maybe an album out and everything, and you know, you'll just be that much more battle ready and probably just have so much more just like energy. Like, I feel like there's going to be so much just like, there's just like epic release once we're all able to actually safely come together. It's going to be awesome.
Also, though, I saw a post from a guy on Facebook and he was just like, let's all take it easy on everyone to make sure we remember how a stage works when we get back.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. All right. So again, Atrocity Girl, you can check them out at atrocitygirl.com. There are links to all their social media on there. They have a Bandcamp and their brand new single, Yourself. That's right. Yourself. Say it louder for my roommate to hear. Yeah, so any shout outs, thank yous you'd like to send out to the abyss, to the Northwest audience?
Oh man, where do we start?
We'll definitely want to start off by saying shout out to the people who have been mentoring us and helping us with recording and stuff, which would be Lillian Blair and Rachel Field.
And that's at Resident Mastering.
And Resident Mastering. Definitely want to give a shout out to the Seattle Artist Trust.
Awesome.
They really helped us in the beginning when this all hit and was able to fund us with the money that we needed to be able to afford and sort of survive.
That's great.
I'd like to give a shout out also to now past RIP, Louis Cheese, for giving us the opportunity to do two live streams on a stage during this COVID time before they went out of business, which is really sad. So. Yeah. RIP Louis Cheese.
And thank you so much to everyone who's just stuck with us and everyone listening and everyone engaging with our silly posts from the house when we get a little crazy, and for buying the single. Thank you.
Right on. Well, thank you very much for coming on, and feel free to hit me up when you get some more songs and we'll do the same thing and roll them out together.
Yeah, definitely tell everyone to look forward to the album because it's gonna be rocking.
All right, fine, I'll do it right now. Look forward to the album.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.